Will smart guns make us safer? Maybe. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Amy Choi, in for Molly Wood. Public concern is growing over guns that can be made with a 3D printer. Earlier this month, a federal judge blocked the publication of plans for such a weapon. But the Texas startup Defense Distributed that made the blueprints had already posted the plans online. And while the plans were up, they were downloaded tens of thousands of times. While that technology is pointed at making guns more accessible, there's also a push from the tech startup world to make guns safer. The idea of a smart gun that only the rightful registered user can operate has been around since the 70s. Alex Yablon is a reporter at the nonprofit newsroom The Trace. He told me the technology is based on digital innovations we use every day.
Now, most of the ones that have been developed as prototypes either work with a fingerprint reader, a biometric device, or an RFID chip.
So why are smart guns thought to be safer?
There are hundreds of reported cases every year of children who injured themselves or killed themselves with a parent's gun. There are thousands and thousands of guns that get stolen every year and often ferreted into the black market. And then you have cases of suicides committed, not with a gun that the person actually owns, but say with a family member's gun.
Right. So are the difficulties in bringing smart guns to market about the technology, do you think, or is it about ideology?
I think it's definitely the latter. You know, biometrics and RFID chips are technology that millions and millions of Americans rely on in their everyday life for all kinds of things. But because of the way that they're touted by liberal politicians and activists and journalists, it sort of seems like something that's not of the gun culture. And I think that makes a lot of the people who really drive the gun market, you know, really committed buyers who have very large collections, it makes them inherently suspicious of these things.
So it's not really about the technology, but a lot of the resistance to smart guns coming to market is wrapped up in a New Jersey law that was initially supposed to promote smart guns. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. In 2002, New Jersey passed this law that said that as soon as any smart gun comes to market, those will be the only kinds of weapons permitted for sale in New Jersey. So that created a huge incentive on the part of pro-gun activists to prevent smart guns coming to market.
So are we going to see smart guns available anytime soon?
You know, I think the big question is whether the smart gun manufacturers can get a police force or some other institutional customer to try these things out and demonstrate that they are reliable and work in the real world.
That was Alex Yablon, reporter at The Trace. There is talk around removing one of the political obstacles to smart gun advancement. New Jersey State Senator Loretta Weinberg is considering a new smart gun bill. Instead of requiring New Jersey gun dealers to sell only smart guns, it would simply make them offer one alongside traditional firearms. I'm Amy Choi, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.